Well, Israel is planning to build new settlement units in the occupied West Bank. The units are to be built near the northern West Bank outpost of Gulat Zion, outside the village of Jalud. The Israeli military regularly destroys Palestinian homes under the pretext that they've been built without permission from Israeli authorities. Human rights groups have repeatedly condemned the demolitions. According to the United Nations, the Israeli military has more than tripled its demolition of Palestinian structures in the West Bank over the past months. Israel's settlement activities in the occupied territories are illegal under international law. Well, joining us now from Seattle, Washington, is journalist and political commentator Mr. Richard Silverstein. Sir, welcome to the program. Well, Israel continues its settlement expansion policies with total disregard to the international condemnations. Talk to us more about what's taking place there.
Well, I think that this is what I would call a creeping annexation, where Israel continues to build settlements in violation of international law and in violation of U.S. Foreign policy on this subject. And I want to tell your viewers that the Israeli Justice Minister and the Deputy Defense Minister have proposed that Israeli civil law be applied to all of the West Bank. And this, too, would create new facts on the ground regarding annexation. Once you apply Israeli civil law in the West Bank, which is occupied territory, it's basically one step short of annexation. And this is an example of what Israel does. It creates facts on the ground, and it does things incrementally that lead to a goal of full annexation. If this happens, Israel must decide whether it will give rights to the Palestinians under occupation or whether it will treat them as second, third, or fourth class, I can't even say citizens, because I don't even know whether they would give them a citizenship. But if annexation happens, then this would allow international activists who oppose it to call for Israel to give full rights to the Palestinians who are under under occupation. And that could be a major change in the ballgame.
Well, according to the United Nations, the Israeli military has more than tripled its demolition of Palestinian structures in the West Bank just over the past couple of months. Those are surely alarming numbers. The question is, apart from the condemnations coming from the United Nations, what can be done to stop the expansion of settlements by the Israelis? What can the international community do instead of serving up mere platitudes?
Well, that's the $64 million question. I do note a report that said that the White House is going to take a stronger negative tone towards settlements and towards Israel and sort of embark on a more aggressive, confrontational approach towards Israel. But they're talking about the change in tone in a report, and we need more than a change in tone, and we need more than reports. We need action. We need the U.S. supporting Palestinian rights and statehood in the U.N. We need a lot of things that aren't coming. I do always point out that I think BDS is a good international citizen grassroots movement that could move the ball forward on this. But other than that, right now, I see very little that is hopeful, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you very much, journalist and political commentator Mr. Richard Silverstein, joining us from Seattle.